KPBS On Demand is supported by Project Blank, presenting the world premiere of the chamber opera The Robots, a genre-busting operatic farce about human greed and an impending robot uprising and revolution, featuring music by Carolyn Chen, May 31st through June 2nd. Visit projectblanksd.org.
This is KPBS Midday Edition. I'm Maureen Cavanaugh. First-person features bring us stories of San Diegans told in their own voices. Musician Veronica May has been in a few San Diego bands, but is now striking out on her own. She released her first solo album titled Awakened last month, a mix of acoustic folk and electric blues. May told us her stories, her songs that is, are heavily inspired by her experience with mental illness and an episode she had nearly a decade ago.
I was headed to work and I thought, I'm going to quit today. And there was no reason for it, but I thought, I'm just going to quit. And so I quit at the meeting, unexpectedly to myself even. And everything started unfurling really fast. I all of a sudden thought I knew the cure to autism and that I had to tell the news stations. And that night I went to a party. And I remember kind of saying goodbye to everybody because I thought I had to go home and poke holes in my body because I thought to get God out. I was in a complete delusion, obviously. And things just went from bad to worse. I started having mild hallucinations. And then I ended up in an alley. And I didn't have keys or wallet or shoes. And ambulance ended up picking me up. My name is Veronica May. I'm a musician, and I also have bipolar 1 disorder. So when the ambulance came to pick me up in the alley, I thought it was the ride to heaven, which would be cool to not have to fly there, I guess, but to just ride there. So I thought it was that, and the entire time, and I do this every time I have an episode, I think I have to keep my eyes closed or people can steal my soul through my eyes. It's just part of my delusions. And so I had my eyes closed the whole time, and I remember, you can only imagine what it feels like to think you're going to heaven. It's a great feeling. And then halfway there, I realized I was going to hell. And this is dysphoric mania. It happens all the time. There's euphoric and dysphoric. And I was in a mixed state going back and forth from high to low. And so I got violent and tried to get out of my situation and because I thought I was going to hell. And when I woke up, I was strapped down and I had a mask on my face and didn't know what was going on. In terms of bipolar, there are beautiful, terrifying things, and sometimes they coexist. For me, and I've talked to other people with bipolar 1, we have the same idea that all of a sudden we realize heaven is on earth, and you can kind of see behind that curtain for a second. And part of me wants to believe I really am seeing something, and part of me thinks, well, I do have mental illness, so I really don't know what's real, but it feels very real to me. And then, like the flip of a switch, it turns on me. And then I think people are coming to kill me. I think people are poisoning me. And it goes back and forth real fast. I grew up in a farm town called Byers, Colorado, and there are under 1,000 people there. So it's just, and I grew up on an actual farm. It's still running, May Farms, still doing its thing. So I started playing music when I was 3 years old. My mother is a piano instructor and she works at a church. She still plays at the church. She's done it since she was 12 years old. And my father and her were in a band in the 70s, so I've had music going through my entire life, through college. I was a music therapist for 11 years. Music's really the only thing that I really know. I was diagnosed with bipolar in 2008, and I had no idea. There was nothing that I thought leading up to it. But when I talked to one of my friends, she said, you know, in college I thought, well, we're in college, you just have energy, but I could go off of nothing. And talking fast, which I do still sometimes, and just moving and constantly having to go. But it never broke until 2008. I think in terms of my music, my bipolar it pretty much created this almost the entire album. I write about it all the time because it's part of my life all the time. My songs are definitely dichotomous. I realize that most of my life is, I dress really masculine, but I'm a woman. I'm very big, but I'm also very small. And it's reflected in my music. Half the album electric, very loud, half very soft. And everything is affected. But when I approach a song, I don't approach it thinking, do I want a loud song or a soft song? It just comes out the way it comes out because of what I'm experiencing at the time. The fact that this is split down the center is purely coincidental. I think it's because I exist in both pretty evenly.
There were times when nothingness swallowed me whole. There were times when my plate was too full and I dropped it. Everything shattered and scattered.
So the reason that I started doing the bipolar biweekly blog is because I saw the need for it. And I remember the first time that I opened up, I had several people after the show come up and say, my son has bipolar, my grandfather committed suicide, whatever it was. And after every show, people would come up to me. So I realized that music is that fire, but part of that mission is to educate on mental illness. And it's amazing how many people have it. I ask people to raise their hand in groups at shows, and almost everybody raises their hand about knowing somebody or having it themselves. So I just started writing. And actually, one of my recent shows, a woman came to the show because she read my blog and her son had committed suicide 5 weeks ago. I just think the more outlets I can have, the more help I can give.
Hopefully soon I'll decide to see past my nose, to notice the outside.
I think one of the many songs that kind of resonate with this idea of dichotomy and the back and forth and acceptance is Tides.
Take that step, make that dream a reality. Stop being concerned with the lessons you have. Gentle with yourself as you are with the ones you love. Let it crash and subside. Accept the tides.
And I think a lot of this album, not all of it, but a lot of it is kind of centered around that. About acceptance, about the two sides, about the back and forth, about bipolar, about me.
Veronica May's first solo album, Awakened, was released last month. That first-person feature was produced by Michael Lipkin.
Hi, I'm Bill Hoehn.
And I'm Ted Hoehn.
Over the past 50 years, our family has brought many world-class dealerships to Carlsbad, including Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, Audi, Honda, Acura, Jaguar, and Land Rover.
That's right. This year we're celebrating 50 years in Carlsbad.
So on behalf of the entire Hoehn family, we want to thank San Diego. Throughout the years, we've taken tremendous pride in meeting and even exceeding our customers' automotive needs.
We value the relationships with our clients and look forward to serving you for years to come. We invite you to visit one of the Hoehn Carlsbad dealerships or hoehnmotors.com.